Fifth round pick, 140 overall from Notre Dame. Interesting prospect here, folks. I'm kind of curious to see what he ends up doing role-wise for the Chargers. I think there's a lot to discuss here, guys. So without further ado, let's get into
Bull Bros.
Hey, are you getting ready for a concert or going to a game at SoFi Stadium? This venue is a place to be for unforgettable experiences. Here's how you can make it even better by getting rewarded with a SoFi banking app. SoFi is giving you a chance to score big with 25% cash back on all eligible purchases inside SoFi Stadium. That's right, think delicious nachos, refreshing drinks to celebrate that touchdown, or to raise your glass to that epic guitar solo. And that awesome shirt you've had your eye on? How about you get an extra 25% off? SoFi offers a full suite of products to help you manage your money and reach your financial goals. Heck, even SoFi checking accounts have interest rates to help your money grow. Using your SoFi account to pay for everything at SoFi Stadium and knowing you're getting 25% cash back on all those delicious treats and awesome merch feels pretty dang good. Open a SoFi account today with a deposit of $50 and using the link in the description below to get a special $25 bonus. That's even more money to spend on all your merch, or just consider your first meal on the house. SoFi, get your money right and get rewarded at the stadium.
Okay, folks, as always, like and subscribe if you do enjoy the content. I'm Andrew Bullpros. Yeah, the man of the hour, Cam Hart. I do think that there's a lot to be said about this guy. He was really projected to go a little higher in the draft. A little unusual that he slipped the way he did, but he did. I'm going to go into a lot of why I do think he slipped. We'll talk quite a bit about also what role I think he's going to have in this defense. I think there's a few things that can happen with him that are quite interesting and intriguing all the same time. But again, all hail Ortiz. I think he did a great job in this draft. Did a very good job of getting this entire coaching staff to get on the same page. I truly believe that he did a very good job of picking the right players. And again, it wasn't just him. Make this very clear. It was a team effort. Jim Harbaugh, Joe Ortiz said that many times over. It was a group effort. But we'll talk about Tarheeb Steele briefly. And a lot of people, my brother did a video, James did a video on Tarheeb today. Tarheeb Steele, compared to Cam Hart, Tarheeb had a lot more production. Okay. A lot of people even had him projected potentially not even get drafted at all. We drafted him quite early. Now, again, everyone's boards, I think really after about 100, gets a little wonky. Everyone has different numbers. They have different ratings on players. But Tarheeb had a lot of production at corner. And again, he was all up and down the corner as well. He's probably going to be the starting nickel corner potentially. Definitely playing special teams, but I think this guy has a pretty good shot of making the team. Now, again, let's talk Chris O'Leary. Chris O'Leary he's on the Chargers team now as our defensive backs coach. He was a coach at University of Notre Dame. One thing that Joe Ortiz did say that we got three blue dots. What's a blue dot? You say, okay, what the hell's a blue dot? Andrew, what the hell's that even matter? Basically, it means that a position coach chose a player. Like, if that player is available, I want that player. My personal belief is that Chris O'Leary wanted Cam Hart on this team. So, we won't know for sure, but that's just my personal thought that he put a blue dot on Cam Hart. Again, he coached him at Notre Dame. He's now with the Chargers. So it's exciting to see that, right? Clearly, he wanted him here on this team. So there's a lot to be said about that. So let's talk about the man of the hour, Cam Hart. Let's just go into this a little bit and discuss maybe why he slipped, what we can expect from him, and what we can do moving forward. Now, again, his role, he's a cornerback, of course. He likes to play outside man and press cornerbacks. He's actually very large for his size, for a cornerback specifically, right? So he's got above average height. He's got a 6'3 height. His weight is 202, which is really good. So very pro ready, good wingspan, good arm. His 40 was okay, 4.50. There are fast ones. Quinyon Mitchell obviously was a lot quicker, Terrion Arnold, etc. His bench press was good. His three-cone drill was very substandard. He did not perform well. He was at 18th percent. Under 18%. So his 7.12, not great for his cone drill, right? So, there were a few things he didn't do great in the combine. But a lot of people ask, why did he drop, right? Again, good body, everything, nice frame, the whole deal. Well, its body of work was pretty weak. There wasn't a lot to really go off of. And again, why did I bring up Tarheeb Steele? Tarheeb Steele had a large body of work. He played played a number of different years, but there just wasn't a lot of work to go off of. So I think a lot of people didn't really know what they were getting into. And with good combine numbers, not great combine numbers, I just think a lot of people just didn't know what to expect from him. And I think that's hence why he slipped. But again, he was good, right? His overall rating was around 80%, which is very good. Tackling is okay. Run defense is above average, about 80%, largely because of his physical size. His coverage skills are actually very good. So again, his draft projection was the fourth round. Position rank as far as cornerbacks concerned, he's a number 24 cornerback. He played 43 college games, had about almost 2,000 college snaps. So he's had plenty of field time, right? I think ESPN gave him a 4 out of 5 stars ratings in this draft, right? So, but he did drop largely because of a lot of that, right? I think teams did not see enough of a body of work to really say, I'm confident in picking him and I know really where he's going to go. And again, with his size, it's kind of difficult because is he really a corner? I mean, could you move him to safety? And I think that's really where the Chargers are going to have to kind of figure him out. I think Tarheeb has a lot of versatility. Cam Hart, I think, is a good corner, but they haven't really had a lot to evaluate with him as well. So again, he was a 4-star recruit out of Good Counsel High School. He's played a lot, right? Again, I think in 2022, he played 11 games with almost 568 snaps so he's done well. So he's had, in coverage, Hart had 2 pass breakups, no interceptions, and surrendered a quarterback rating when targeted of 89.2. So good, but not a lot of production. That's the point. No interceptions, right? These are things that make people slip in the draft. And I think that's part of the problem, right? Moving forward, some of his pros and cons, very good athleticism, very good flexibility. He made Bruce Feldman's freak list, which is amazing, ranked number 38, exhibits rare combination of size and athleticism. Part of the reason why I think he could be moved to safety potentially, right? Because, I just don't know that corner's the best move for him. So I think in camp, they might try and move him around a little bit. We'll see though. Definitely a special teamer out of the play. We'll talk more about the special teams piece that he does also. Again, he has very nice rare size and athleticism, advantageous for press situations. So I think he could be a very good press corner. I just think there's a lot of great upside, but again, I think he's kind of a work in progress to some degree. He did great against Marvin Harrison as well. So, and hey, we all know Marvin Harrison's absolutely amazing. So if he could do great against Marvin Harrison, we should potentially see quite a bit of good things coming from moving forward. Outstanding footwork, maturity, and man coverage. Displays good physicality within routes. I mean, it goes on and on and on. He's really good. But what are some of the things? Subpar career ball production. Again, that's a big part of the problem is he just did not have a lot of stats, right? Nothing to drop back on and say, okay, he did great. Struggles to maintain coverage when he loses the initial ground, right? So when he's pressing, if he's not right in someone's face and he just doesn't quite have the ability to recover sometimes. Occasional stiffness in the hips can lead to lack of fluidity. Inconsistency in run support sometimes, so his tackling can be a little bit inconsistent as well too. Displays hesitancy in his instincts, right? So again, kind of a unique player because he does have a lot of ability, but sometimes he lacks in a little bit of production and little overall, cohesiveness in his body of work. So there's a lot to be said about that, guys, moving forward. So let's talk a little bit about where he fits in. Again, I did suggest that I do think he might be the guy maybe to potentially be next to Derwin James. You could try and use him as a safety. I can see him being a safety a lot. I mean, his size, I think, is absolutely should be a safety, in my opinion. It makes sense to me. Whether he goes that direction or he stays a corner, who knows? Again, he's played a lot of special teams. Again, Asante Samuel has great instincts, but he's also pretty small, right? He's not the tallest guy in the world, not great against the run. So I'm very curious how he ends up being utilized in this room. Again, Asante, as we know, is absolutely amazing. His instincts are incredible. I think he'll do very well underneath Jesse Minter's system, but where is he going to fit? Most likely an outside, but again, I'm very curious who that's going to be, and again, Christian Fulton right now is the guy, right? So I think he's most likely the guy that's going to be in that position. So Cam Hart's going to really be battling with him. The veteran, I think all signs are pointing to he will be the outside guy. Asante will probably be the slot guy, or it could be Tarheeb Steele. Again, we'll see how it plays out. But I do suspect that Cam Hart's going to be used in a number of different ways on this team. But going back to him a little bit more and just sort of talking about him in general, again, he was a team captain for the Irish. Again, cornerback for 2023, team captain. He appeared in 47 games, starting 32 of them. Again, he finished with 91 total tackles and 59 and 10 tackles for loss and 19 passes defended over his 5-year college career. Guys, that's not a lot of numbers over 5 years, right? right? So again, when we ask the question, why did he slip, especially with the body and the frame that he has, you think, man, this guy's like legit. We need to get him. There's just not a lot to go off of. And you know, teams are just going to say, you know, do we really want this guy? We don't really know, right? So again, and again, obviously Joe Alt went there as well too. So it's kind of exciting that, and again, Chris O'Leary, he's going to be back with him as well too. So, you know, it's exciting to see that we got another Golden Domer here. And by the way, they still have like the coolest helmets. That's gold leaf on their helmets, guys. They literally gold leaf them before every game. I think it's absolutely incredible. But he did finish his college career on a defensive high note, right? He did really well. He did not allow a single touchdown reception in 308 coverage snaps in 2023. So guys, we may have the best overall cornerback steal of the draft. Maybe teams just didn't throw to him, right? Maybe people just said, well, we're just not going to go after that guy. We're going to pick on the other guy. That could be the case, right? But again, you, when you evaluate a player, you have to see these plays and kind of make some decisions. In fact, he allowed over 25 yards in a game just once in the 12 games he played and allowed 53.6% completion percentage when targeted. But he wasn't targeted that often, right? So that's the other part of this. Again, this is where he's going to have to prove something in camp, bottom line, right? And again, he should have been a little higher, of course. A lot of people had him higher on the board, but his body work was so weak. I've said this so many times, guys. This guy's going to be a prove-it type of guy, right? Stellar man coverage, heavy scheme, but also, you know, does a good job punching the ball out. He's very physical, does a lot of great things as well. And he led the team with 3 forced fumbles. So again, he's also a special teams contributor. I talked about that earlier, right? So he actually played gunner, I believe. It did a few other things as well too. I'll talk a little bit more of that in a second here. Just overall a decent, just a really good recruit that we have to see how he's going to play out. Again, we all know that with Jim Harbaugh, his mantra is competitors welcome. And what does that really mean? If this guy shows amazing signs in camp, then he will definitely get a spot, right? And that's the point. Again, he's got all the physical talent, all the physical traits moving forward. He just has to show it to earn a spot. And that's really what you're going to get with him specifically. So let's talk a little bit more about him as well too. And then I'll wrap up. Again, Tarheeb Steele, again, is in the mix, of course. So this is a few things that Hart says. I think that's where you initially get your opportunity. I'm excited about, I'm always embraced special teams. He does play a lot of special teams as well. He played the gunner mostly. I had a great relationship with my special teams coordinator at Notre Dame. And I played special team since I was freshman year. He will start on special teams, most likely, as Tarheeb Steele will as well. He said he's never shied away, but I've never disliked it. I just want to play, right? And that's a big reason. And that's the right attitude to have, especially when you're trying to find a spot, when you get drafted a little lower. Again, in a draft, just so you guys know, in every NFL draft, every team just wants 3, maybe 4 starters if you're lucky, week 1, day 1. Cam Hart has got to find a spot on this team. You start with special teams, people get hurt, you can step in, and you could potentially make a splash. But again, you know, it's a big part of the conversation. Again, he was a gunner. He did a good job of that. You know, he's, again, only 23 years old, 6'3", 202 pounds. Big dude, man. I mean, he's got to prove what he can do. And that's really, you know, competitors welcome. That's exactly what Jim Harbaugh said over and over again, right? He thinks he feels very good about playing a gunner. A shorter guy may feel like they have to catch up a little bit with him because of his size, but they're a yard or two away and you can't get your eyes back and things like that. So again, he keeps talking about how his speed and his size has helped him a lot. And it does, guys. It's a big man sport. So I like the pick. I think he's going to be great. You know, again, there's just a lot to be said about him specifically. So I'll wrap up here, guys, and just say this. Cam Hart is an interesting prospect. I do see a lot of upside with him, but he's got to prove what he can do with this team. I do feel like his body of work is a little bit kind of lackluster, right? But he's got the right size. He's got the right frame. Guys, sky's the limit. If he could show up, ball out, and show this team that he's the guy and play physical football, that's a Jim Harbaugh guy, folks. So we'll see. Cam Hart, I like it. Like the pick. He's a good depth piece. Again, he can help on special teams and the defense right out of the gate. As always, Andrew, Bolt Bros. See you guys in the next one.
Hey, are you getting ready for a concert or going to a game at SoFi Stadium? This venue is a place to be for unforgettable experiences. Here's how you can make it even better by getting rewarded with a SoFi banking app. SoFi is giving you a chance to score big with 25% cash back on all eligible purchases inside SoFi Stadium. That's right. Think delicious nachos, refreshing drinks to celebrate that touchdown, or to raise your glass to that epic guitar solo. And that awesome shirt you've had your eye on? How about you get an extra 25% off? SoFi offers a full suite of products to help you manage your money and reach your financial goals. Heck, even SoFi checking accounts have interest rates to help your money grow. Using your SoFi account to pay for everything at SoFi Stadium and knowing you're getting 25% cash back on all those delicious treats and awesome merch feels pretty dang good. Open a SoFi account today with a deposit of $50 and using the link in the description below to get a special $25 bonus. That's even more money to spend on all your merch, or just consider your first meal on the house. SoFi, get your money right and get rewarded at the stadium.